Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody.
From the tree, she would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel justified. You do your thing on the side, and still dating man. But you be
Lord, welcome to the Contender for the Faith broadcast, and yes, we are the Reddit Church from YouTube. This is the day that the Lord has made, and what we're going to do, we're going to rejoice and be glad, and I tell you, like I always say, from one day to the next, from one moment to the next, I tell you, there's so much going on around about us. Lord, help us, help the church, help the body of Christ on today. This morning I was reading and I was studying and I was thinking back to the book of Malachi, you know, which means a messenger. And I was thinking back and it kind of reminded me of where we are today. You know, I believe that we are today. You know, in the book of Malachi, it talks about, you know, there was a period in history where God was silent, you know, and how He just let people just do whatever they wanted to do. You know, you need to read that. You know, study the book of Malachi because it seems to be where the church is today, where God is just in a place of silence. You know, because I begin to look around, I said, Lord, I just don't understand, you know, how can all this stuff be taking place in your house, you know, and it seems like people just have no regard for God's word. I mean, no fear, no reverence whatsoever about the things of God. I mean, it's just a sad time. It looks like the church is a club, and looks like in it everything is all right, and it's not, you know. But as I was reading in the book of Malachi, he was talking about how God was just silent, and the word of God said he was silent for 300 years. That's a long time, you know, to be silent and not hear from God. And I feel like that's the place where we are today, where, you know, you look around, you say, how in the world can this stuff be going on in God's house and nothing be said, or, you know, and nobody's saying anything, and nobody's crying out against this stuff. You know, like the word of God said, you know, they're dumb dogs, you know, won't speak, you know, just silence because of the things that people want themselves, you know. And even there, it was talking about, you know, how they just paid. Malachi had no mind, you know, but he still was trying to warn the people. He was crying out against all the things that was taking place. It almost reminded me, too, of a person that has a reprobated mind, you know, a twisted mind. And so when you look at people, you be like, these are leaders. You know, these are pastors. And then, you know, even like with the L.A. preachers, you know, when you see all this stuff taking place, you'll be like, Lord have mercy. These are people that are supposed to be leading people to righteousness, to holiness, to a lifestyle of, you know, Christ-like, you know, like the Bible tells us. But it looks like, you know, they turned over to a reprobate or waiting for destruction to happen, you know. And I believe that that's a bad place to be in. I wouldn't want to change places with nobody and not obey God's word in this last hour. I'm telling you, the word of God said, you know, that the leaders were so wicked. Even during that time, they were just practicing all kinds of pagan worship. And, I mean, they were just doing in and everything. There was just a false sense of security, you know, in their privilege or relationship with God. And, oh, what a privilege it is to, you know, to be a witness for Christ in this day. But they had a purity. Oh, my God, I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth that will make you free and keep you free in this last hour. I tell you, I just start right out because I tell you, I only have about half an hour on here, and I try to pull out as much as I can to try to help people to wake up and, you know, shake yourself. You know, sometimes you think you're seeing things that, you know, you'd be like, I need to shake myself. I'm telling you to shake yourself today. And the word of God say that, you know, talk about in the book of Malachi how they just pulled deeply for into hypocrisy. And they were just doing some of everything. There was mixed marriages and infidelity, you know, and Lord have mercy and divorce and stuff. Look at the LA preachers. I mean, Fred Price is a part of the LA preachers as well, you know, but look at Deidre Hatton and them divorces. I mean, these are leaders that's supposed to be preaching righteousness, supposed to be showing you the way. You know, Jesus came to restore us back where Adam and Eve had failed. I mean, so if you can do whatever you want to do, then Jesus coming was in vain. He had no need to come. If you could just do whatever you wanted to do, why even have church? Why even have pastors? Why even have why even come together and fellowship? Just do whatever you want to do. Since you just include in everything in your life anyway. I mean, what do you need Jesus for? Just the trick of the enemy, though. You know, and like I said, even in the book of Malachi, it was talking about how they were divorcing and there was a lot of false worshiping. Look around. These people are leading you astray. They're leading you down the path of destruction. The wide road is the road to destruction, y'all. You know, the word of God says, few be that fatter. Few. There's never going to be many of us. Look back at Noah's days. I know people look and laugh at the ready church and say, oh, why don't they just get with it? Why don't they just do what everybody else is doing? Why don't they just go back to the Saturdays? Why don't they just go back to the same old sin they were doing too? Why don't they just get with us? No, no, no. He brought me out of sin, and I must stay out of sin. And Jesus' blood, he shed his blood, his precious blood. No man has shed his blood for you. Jason, all these people that you are lifting up, come on, wake yourself up. Joy, Osteen, these people don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. Oh, yes, judgment is coming. And that's what Malachi was doing. He was shouting out that judgment was going to come. But, you know, there came a period, you know, like I said, where, you know, God was just silent. You know, he wasn't saying anything. And you look around today, Lord have mercy, he's not saying anything. And that's why, because you see all this mess going on in the house of God. It also talks about how there was just pollution everywhere. Look at the church. It's polluted. Oh, my God. No commitment whatsoever to the things of God. These pastors aren't leading you to God. They're leading you to your flesh. They're showing you what they desire with their flesh. And then that making you want to desire the same thing. No, we're supposed to be desiring the word of God. You know, to teach us how to live right while we're here on earth. We're supposed to be in this world but not other world. We're seeing these pastors that are leading you astray, having you to seek things and seek material things and go after what your flesh desire and just include in and everything in your life. No, no, no. Don't do it. The word of God said the wages of sin is death. They're trying to, you know, take you down like cancer. They're trying to make you think it's not there and it's eating you away. The word of God talks about in Malachi how, you know, they was doing false worship and they were arrogant. Look at these pastors. Their hands so big and they think they're greater than God. And, oh, my God, people that lifted up Jake so much. And he said he is king. He's the king of kings and Lord of lords. Even his wife talking about he's a king. No, he's not. He's not the king. He's not King Jakes. No, he's not. We're talking about the king of kings and Lord of lords, the one that created us all. Lord have mercy. When you look around, you be like, where's the real church? So I say, I got people that have not bowed to Baal. He still has the true church. is still worshiping him in truth and in spirit. But you look around, what is the church doing? What does the bride of Christ look like today? Look around. I mean, these pastors, those L.A. pastors up there, I mean, Lord have mercy, they're having sex outside of marriage. They throwing their wives out and getting a new one and just going on anyhow. No, you ain't going on anyhow, not in the Lord. On church, no morals, no standards, no lifestyle of Christ around about you. You're supposed to be looking like a king's kid. A king's kid don't put on anything. A king's kid don't look any kind of way. What in the world? Oh, my God. Half sticking up on your head. Just throwing yourself out there. Just anything will do. No, anything won't do. Anything won't do. Oh, my God. No impact on presenting holiness. My God, can you imagine? I mean, it said for 400 years, there was a silence. Medicare still was, you know, ringing condemnation to the people, you know, shouting and warning them, you know, just like in Noah's days. You know, I noticed that when it, look at the Reddit church. I mean, we ain't looking to, you know, to try to win no crown with you, you know. You know, but we're just trying to prepare the way for the Lord. He told us to warn them, warn men of their sins, of their wickedness. Come on, y'all. You don't want God to be silent on you. But the word of God talks about it in the book of Malachi. God remained silent until John the Baptist came on the scene. He remained silent until John the Baptist came on the scene. These preachers, I mean, you look at them today, it's just, they just have a bad name for the church. Just rotten fruit everywhere. Living any kind of lifestyle. Living a lifestyle of the world. We're in this world, but not of the world. I was thinking over and I said, you know what? You know, somebody said something about, you know, a while back that, you know, the actors, the greatest actors are in the church. Oh, yes, and the devil knew that. He came in there and got them out, too. Yeah, T.D. Jakes and all they were doing was pretending to be something that they were not, because if they had been in the Lord, they still would be in him now, because he said, I'm able to keep you from falling. You wouldn't be changing up, crossing it up. You know, and it's a new movement. No, he said, I'm still God, and I don't change. Well, sick. I mean, Malachi 6 says that. Malachi 3:6 talks about he don't change. Well, if God don't change and his word remains the same, why are these people telling you, oh, you can do whatever you want to do now, and, you know, and it's not the same as it was years ago? I mean, who gave them the right to change God's word? He said, don't add and don't take away. Come on, wake up. Wake up. You know, I mean, like I said, the greatest actors was in the house of God, and then they got movie stars with a Bible. Look around. These people were just fooling you. They was already ordained for such a time as this. You know? Yes, they was ordained for such a time as this, pretending to be something they weren't. Kim Burrell and Karen Clark and all of them, just look at them. You know, all this stuff was in the house of God. They were just churchgoers. We've had churchgoers all your life. But we're talking about you need a personal relationship with the Lord today. Let's go to Malachi. I won't be able to read it all, but let's start at chapter 1. And let's see, midway of 4. It said, they shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the borders of wickedness, and the people against whom the Lord has indignation forever. And your eyes shall see, and you shall say, the Lord will be magnified from the borders of Israel. A son honors his father. Look around. Who are these people honoring and a servant his master? If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priest that despise my name, and ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? Ye also polluted. He said, filthy. You offering filthy bread, polluted bread upon my altars. And ye say, wherein have we polluted thee? When you're trying to tell these people, you know, what you're doing is not right. This is not the word of God. You're leading people astray. You have a Halloween. Just a few days ago, we had a Halloween in the church and trunk or treat and all this mess. I mean, even ex-wizards and ex-witches tell you, they be like, why in the world is the church doing that? You should have no fellowship with darkness if you're walking in light. But, oh, my God, the word of God said in that ye say the tables of the Lord is contemptible. And if ye offer the blind for sacrifice, it is not evil. They don't see nothing wrong with what they're doing. And that's why God is silent. And if ye offer the lame and sick, it is not evil. They don't see nothing wrong. Offer it now unto the governors. Will he be pleased with thee? Or accept thy person, saith the Lord of hosts? And now I pray you, beseech God that he will be gracious unto us that has been by your means, will regard your person, saith the Lord of hosts. Who is even among you that will shut the door for nothing? Neither do ye kindle fire on my altar for naught. I have no pleasure in you, saith the Lord of hosts. Neither I accept any offering at your hand. He is not going to accept anything. You just can't offer the Lord anything, say anything or do. You know, we can go back to oldies and, you know, you got the stack heels and you got the little disco balls and, you know, and you're taking it back and you're doing a black power sign and, you know, you're talking about the peace sign, which is a broken cross. You know, come on. I mean, things are being revealed and uncovered to you today. What would you do? What would you give in exchange for your soul on today? I mean, come on. You can pick up the Bible for yourself. You don't have to let these men that are leading you astray keep leading you astray when truth is being presented to you. Oh, my God. You can think. You can get up and read the Bible for yourself. See what God has to say to you. You hear some people come up to you and say, you got a word for me? Yes, I got a word for you. Read your Bible. You got it's a word in there for you all day long. You don't have to wait for somebody to come and prophesy to you a house, a car, and all that stuff. That's not prophecy. That's not true, a true prophet. A true prophet going to warn you of your sin, of your wickedness, that you need to be born again so you'll be ready to get caught up out of here when you can be raptured ready when Jesus comes. Oh, my God's getting us ready for that great day. Who shall be able to stand? Will it be you? Over in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6 says, for I am the Lord, and I change that. That settles it. That right there proves everything from what those other people are trying to say, that God is changing. It's a new movement now. You need to get with it and come on, you know, it's the 2000 now and new millennium and, you know, the old way is done away. That's not what the word says. And what are we supposed to be living by? What are we supposed to be standing on? God's word. His word says he don't change. Also want to welcome my guest with me, Sister Tracy. Is she on, or Sister Annette? Or Sister Tracy?
Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Bless God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word, God. I love the way he just lets us know we're not seeing anything he didn't write about.
Amen.
And we are without excuse.
Amen. As in the days of Noah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Lawlessness all around us, honey.
It's a mess. It is just a mess. I you know, just been going through some of the videos that you've done and just seeing, it's just amazing just how blatant people have become with doing exactly what God said not to do. And there's no indication at all. It's like, have y'all ever even read the Word of God? It seems like, you know, it's, I guess because it's just hard to, I mean, it's easy to believe because God is true, but it's hard to believe that people are this blatant. It's like, have you ever cracked the Bible? You know what I'm saying? The stuff that they're doing, and it's, I just don't understand it. And then to just not have any fear of God whatsoever. And I'm glad that you came in with Malachi, because I'm like, okay, that's going to be my my study tonight. Is I'm just going to read the whole book of Malachi and you know, re-familiar. It's been a while since I really spent some time in that book, but yeah, it's right where we are today. It's right where we are today, and that's what God is saying. You know, don't bring me your defiled sacrifices. I don't want that. I'm the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm God. And I deserve your best, not somebody's leftovers.
Amen. Amen. Pollution everywhere, girl. I tell you, you just disturbed when you see. And it's no excuse. There's no excuse. The same word he's saying to me, he's saying to you.
Right. You
know, people just turn a ear because they got that itching ear. They just want to do what they want to do. And a lot of these people have never even really been in the Lord in a way that was just churchgoers.
Right, yeah, there's a lot of that going on.
You know, and you're seeing that now because you're seeing the other side now, you know?
Yeah, right. It's just like seeing the result of the 60s people. You know, people fail to realize that, you know, your 60s hippies are the ones that are running the White House today. They're your governors. They're the ones that are making these laws. And that's partially why there's such a big movement to embrace homosexuality, and it's almost getting to where, you know, if you're a heterosexual, I hate to even use that word, if you're just normal, that you know, you're looked upon like there's something wrong with you. But I look at some of these people, and my question to a lot, I mean, I know that I believe with all my heart that a lot of them are on a mission from hell itself. I mean, I believe they're on assignment from the enemy, and they know that they're the ones that the book of Jude speaks about. But I look at some of these other people who, you know, they make excuses. And I'm thinking, if you want to live any old kind of raggedy, ungodly way, why not just go out there and do it? Why claim Christianity? Why claim a I hate to even use the word religion, but why claim a religious belief that tells you that you cannot do these things and that if you do, you're not going to be pleasing to God? Because convincing yourself that his word doesn't say what it said isn't going to get you into heaven. God isn't going to say, well, he thought I meant this, so I'm going to let him slide.
Right.
He gave us all his word. We are all without excuse, but yet these people, I just don't understand it. If the world is that close to your heart, why not just go on and embrace it? Just go on out there and do it, but stop corrupting other people. These young people that are, I was watching Gabe Swaggart's, I didn't see it last Sunday, but I went online and they showed, he did a sermon against, I can't even remember what the organization is, where they did all this worldly stuff in the church. It was just really disgusting. But just to hear how he cried out for the young people, and my heart was right there with him, because I'm like, you know, these people, I was looking at my grandson today, and we were playing everything, and I had fixed him something to eat. And so I was teaching him how to put his hands together and say, thank you, Jesus, you know, for the food. And, I mean, he's only two, so he repeats to a degree, but everything is a game to him. So he's like laughing. But I think about these young people who are growing up in this era of falsities, and if nobody teaches them, how will they be taught? You know, except that God sends people like Ready Church. You know, I believe that God will send people by, you know, who, you know, he knows the hearts of them that desire him, and he knows how to get to every single person. But I was just looking at my grandson, and I had to repent because I was like, Lord, I'm looking at this child. I'm thinking, oh, he's just two. And it's like, no, you should have been praying with him because, like, I pray over our food whenever we eat. But I wasn't really just telling him, teaching him how to do it. And I was like, God, forgive me, because I shouldn't think that 2 years, you know, if I could tell him, Peanut, go in my room and get my purse, and he get up from whatever he's doing, walk in here and get my purse and bring it back to me, I can teach him how to pray.
Oh,
and I really was convicted in my spirit. I'm like, okay, yeah, he's two, but look at everything else he understands. So if he can understand some of the stuff that I could tell him to do, he can understand, put your hands together and tell the Lord, thank you for this food. And so I told myself, I said, what I'm going to start doing is when I have him on the weekends, when I go to, because I was like waiting until I get him to sleep, you know, to go and spend my time with the Lord. Like, no, pray with him. You know, tell him, come over here, sit. Let him watch you. If he's praying, that's fine, but he's still learning. But we have to look at little things like that and realize that you don't have, don't wait till that child is in grade school to think that you can start teaching him. He can start learning now.
Right.
But these kids are going to these churches where the truth isn't being taught at all. And I know God will still, you know, he'll still get to them because he's not going to, you know, nobody's going to go to hell because they didn't have good teachers.
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
But I mean, I was convicted. I was like, Lord, you know, forgive me. I'm like this, you know, I have this child every other weekend. And I've never, you know, I pray over him, but I've never just, you know, said, come on, Peanut. And it was funny because when I was putting his hands together and when I started saying, thank you, Jesus, then he, you know, of course, everything is a game to him. But I kept doing, I kept doing. Of course, he couldn't say Jesus, but he said, thank you. You know, how kids do. But it was like the Lord was showing me. It's like, no, there's no such thing as too young.
Right. You would be amazed because before my granddaughter, you know, could even talk, you know, I was putting in tapes and putting her, you know, the tapes. We made her homemade tapes and stuff.
Uh-huh.
That's why she's like she is now as far as, you know, her intellectual, you know.
Yeah, she's very
really,
intelligent.
She's very intelligent. And it's all, you know, because so you can, you know, and it's the same thing. You start reading to them before they can even talk. They pick up.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
You know, I've read scripture to him, but I haven't really, you know, taught him to interact. You know, like I might sit down sometimes and just read. You know, I might read in the beginning. I took him out got up early this morning to take the trash out. It was probably about 5 o'clock this morning because he had woke up and he was just wild. So I said, well, let me walk him to the trash can. And so when we were out there, I said, look up, Peanut, look up. And so he was, because the stars were out and it was beautiful. And I was like, I said, God did that. And he threw his hand up and said, God did that. And it was just so cute. I was like, wow. So, I mean, little things like that. So I said, I'm going to start taking him on, just take him out and just take him to this tree. So, you know, God made the trees and just start really, really in engaging him and understanding that God is his maker and his creator and that all these beautiful things that you see, he did it. But I was so convicted and I was so ashamed. I'm like, I have this child every weekend and I wasn't, you know, reading the word to him is one thing, but I needed to be teaching him to engage and teaching him, you know, to begin to just acknowledge God because he, you know, now his mother, you know, she's trying, but I think she gives in. I think she gave into the Halloween thing and different things like that. I can't control how she runs her household. But I can control what he learns when he's here, and I've got to do better. We all have to do better, but I was just really convicted this morning and this afternoon.
But thank God that we can still, you know, hear and feel him, you know, tugging at our hearts because, like I said, there was a period where he wasn't saying anything.
Right.
Wasn't anything.
300
you know?
Years. Can you imagine?
Yeah, 400 years. Not hearing from God. Oh, my God. And to look around at the church today, it's like, oh, it's like you on an island to yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's like you looking out. You in looking out and saying, Lord, I just thank you. For the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. And
that's
in
right.
Church, we need to get in God's word like never before. Like I said, maybe gotten off track. Maybe you listened or fell into these traps or whatever that the enemy has. It's not too late. Every day, today can be a new beginning for you.
Amen.
No, today can
as long as you're breathing, there's still time.
There's still hope. There's still hope. While the blood's still running warm in your vein and still got activities of your limbs and you can still understand. I mean, there are people that are walking around that lost their mind, but God has still yet kept you close in your right mind. You can pray for those that have lost their mind because he's a mind regulator as well.
Amen.
You know, it's just so much. It's so much, Sister Tracy, and my heart just breaks when you see so much taking place with our youth. It makes you wonder what in the world is going to happen, once you leave the scene, I mean, we got to continue to do just like Noah. He didn't change the message. He didn't change, the orders that God had for him. He kept preaching that same gospel 120 years, and I ain't preached it 120 years. I saw the 20 of it, but hallelujah. Anyhow, I thank God for being able to hear him.
Amen.
And the only way you're going to hear his word. So you'll know truth. So you won't be led astray. You know, a lot of these people have not gotten into the word of God. They've been led astray because they were waiting for somebody to spoon feed them, like Jake. They just go sit up under them and just hear, take that Bible and go in there and Joel Osteen them. I don't need to see them opening the Bible. This is my Bible. I am what it says. All that stuff. No, you got to get in the word and let the word get in you, and then you can be all that God wants you to be. You can't just hold it up in your hand and say some little words and listen to your little jokes and all that kind of stuff. No, it's a real devil out here that's killing, stealing, and destroying people's lives, and we must warn them of their wickedness, that they need to be born again. And we're going to keep crying out, you must be born again.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, well,
And it's a blessing to be able to still hear from the Lord. I look at some of these people, and it's clear God's not even talking to them. And that's not a good place to be. It's not a good place to be. And God will, you keep on, you're going to teach the wrong thing and push the wrong thing and just keep going. And if, like you said earlier, God will give you up to a reprobate mind. And, then how do you come back from that? If you don't know that you're outside of his will, how do you pray to get back in it? And that's a dangerous place to be. And these people that are following these people, you hold up the Bible and says, I am what I says, what it says I am. But what does it say you are? you're letting Joel Osteen tell you who you are, who the Lord says you are, but you need to open that Bible and see what God says himself.
Osteen.
I look at how a lot of them started saying, do you know you can command the morning? They were coming out of Job when God was talking to Job. And it was like, if you read that scripture, God wasn't telling Job, wasn't reminding Job to command the morning. He was letting Job know that Job wasn't God. And they've taken that scripture out of context, and I've had more people come to me and say, girl, we could command the morning. I'm like, no, we can't. That's not what that scripture is saying. But, or another mistake that people will make is they'll hear someone quote a scripture and preach a whole sermon off of that scripture, and they'll go back and read the passage that person read instead of going and reading it in context. A pastor that I grew up, well, not grew up with, that I had when I was in Texas, he always made this statement. He said, whenever you sit in front of a man or woman of God, he said, and they preach a sermon, he said, take the scriptures that they use. He said, but when you go home, he said, go back a whole chapter, then read the whole chapter from the passage, and then read the chapter after that. He said, never just go back and just read what they the scripture that they use. He said, because you have to make sure they're not taking God's word out of context.
Right, right.
And I started studying that pattern.
Amen. That's right. You're only supposed to follow them only as they follow Christ. That's why you read the word. Different ministers and stuff, people being in ministry, where the pastor say, well, you going to open your Bible, then I can close mine. Oh, no. I'm open mine right with you because I want to know what you're saying is true. You know, because there have been brought up you know, certain ways, you know, saying, well, the pastor said if I own my Bible, then he can close his because he wants your attention. No, the word of God, you now follow them. You know, it's the word of God to follow them as they follow Christ, and they lead you away from Christ, then stop following them. You got a right to heal. Well, anyway, we're going to see if we have any callers. 818-691-7304. 818-691-7304.
Praise the Lord. 818-691-7304.
Paul, are you there?
Praise the Lord, Reddy Church.
Hey, Sister
praise
Johnson.
Praise God, Sister Tracy.
Praise the Lord. Good to hear your voice.
Yes, too. I just thank God for the word on tonight about Malachi and how she was saying that, you know, for a period or for a season, God was silent. But I thank God tonight that he's not silent anymore, that we can still hear God's small, still voice. It made me think about the Sunday school lesson today about the parable of the sower and how it talked about in Mark chapter 4 that the sower came to sow the word of God. And what most of all he wants to sow that word is in our hearts on tonight. So I just thank God for my heart being open tonight to receive God's word with joy and with gladness. And I pray that those who are listening tonight will take the word of God into their hearts on tonight and let God's word change your heart. Most of all, that's what he wanted to do. He came to sow that word inside of our hearts, because you know that the word of God says in Jeremiah that the heart is deceitfully wicked, and who can know it but God tonight. And I just thank God for his word that I'm able to still be able to hear his small, still voice, and that he's constantly rearranging and changing my life on tonight through his word. And it comes through being obedient, to running into God's presence, being, you know, around the saints of God, and being able to open my word and to read my word for myself and to know that God's word is true and that whatever his word says, he sent it forth to accomplish something and that it shall not return unto him void. So I just thank God for you all and for the Ready Church on tonight and continue to pray my strength in the Lord that I should carry on in these last and these evil days.
Amen.
And to God be the glory tonight.
To God be the glory.
Thank
you.
You
want to lead us in prayer? It's our prayer, Sister Johnson.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just
thank
you and we praise you, Lord God, for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for the Ready Church. We thank you for each and every person tonight, oh God. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will keep us tonight with our minds stayed upon you, oh God. You promise to keep us in perfect peace, even in these last and evil days, oh God. We pray that the angels of the Lord would encamp all around and about us tonight. Allow no evil thing to come near our dwelling places, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would save, set free, and deliver souls in this last hour, oh God, that you would unstop deaf ears on tonight, oh God. We thank you, God, for keeping our hearts open tonight to receive your word every time that it's time that it's being preached and proclaimed, oh God. Allow our hearts to be open to receive your word, oh God. We just thank you for the word of God that's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we thank you for those preachers, oh God, that are still standing and still preaching your word, oh God, that are still preaching the uncompromised word of God on tonight. We just thank you and we praise you, God, and we give you the glory in everything that's been said and done. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. And the devil is defeated. God is exalted, and Jesus Christ is still Lord.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
and
you, Lord.
Any more today, Sister Tracy?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
I said any words, any last words?
No, I'm just still soaking off of that prayer. It was just it just blessed me. I'm just still soaking off of that. I am grateful to God that, you know, we have the Ready Church and that I've, you know, been joined with you all to just have a personal connection with a group of people that are standing for righteousness and preaching truth and not wavering and not compromising and not being willing to compromise in these last days. There's a lot of pressure on a lot of people, but, you know, people have to get to a place where there is nothing, that there is no one, that there's no situation, that there's no offering that someone can put before us that will cause us to even waver in a decision not to compromise. And I'm just grateful, as Sister Johnson was just giving God praise and thanksgiving for having a heart that desires to hear from God and that can still hear, that can hear warnings, that can hear, you know, tips for us, or, you know, letting us, I mean, even something as simple as you're driving down the street, don't go that way, you know, how we ignore it. And I believe that those instances are God's way of teaching us and giving us the muscles in our spirit to hear him when he says, don't connect with this person or don't go to this program or, you know, this person's going to invite you to a nice little barbecue at their home, you know, don't you go. And, you know, and it's just, I'm amazed at seeing some of the people that I thought was really walking this thing out, and they were inviting me to bring my grandson to a pumpkin patch party thing. And it's just amazing to me, when the person was first inviting me, they weren't really saying what it was, and something in my spirit said, no, you don't want to go to that. And when I said no, then that's when it came out that it was a pumpkin patch thing that they wanted me to bring Peanut to. And so, you know, I'm just, when she was just praying, you know, Lord, you know, thank you for giving me a heart that's open to you still. It just did something to my spirit, because it's like little things like that we tend to sometimes overlook. But who knows what could have taken place had I taken my grandson not knowing where it was I was taking him. And, God, I am thankful. I'm thankful to you, Lord, for that. Thank you for speaking to our hearts and how, you know, we constantly, you know, the three of us are a lot of times in conversation, me, Sister Harrison, Sister Johnson, and we're talking about stuff and we're discovering things together and finding that we all have the heartbeat of Christ. And it is such a blessing, and I'm just grateful for that, just thankful.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Just bless the Lord.
Thank God. I tell you, I thank God for both of y'all, and we're going to continue to lift one another up and cry loud and spare not and lift up our voices like trumpets. Trumpeteers.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, the devil is defeated.
Defeated. God is exalted.
God is exalted in Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ
is still Lord.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody.